Hello, ladies and gentlemen of the Supposed Podcast.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is
Todd.
Man, this has been 2.5 years in the making, right?
That's right, yeah.
Trying to get you to come out here and actually live with us amongst the studio, because you're always editing, always putting stuff up. You're finally having a break. You're being able to come in here with us. We're drinking Forbes' Texas whiskey you gave us a couple years ago.
Yeah. It was like a studio warming gift. We're just now cracking the cork on it.
Shut up, yeah.
So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I finally had enough money to scrape bus fare to get here.
Brought a sleeping bag and a backpack, and that was it. And a loaded weapon.
Spot me some ramen.
So tell the listeners who have been listening intently for so many years, what's it like editing our show?
It's really good. You two guys are good.
I don't believe it.
Smells great in here.
Yeah. We're letting you kind of peruse some of the fragrances here. Yeah. What did you think about some of them?
It's nice. A lot of them do not smell good. Hopefully those don't make it to the air. Yeah, it's good.
What's your favorite part about producing and editing such an award-winning podcast?
Probably when it says hint the intro, Todd. It's the best part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, you've messaged me a couple of times about wanting to start the Toddcast.
Uh-huh.
Is true. That something you're still working on?
Well, I mean, what's your life expectancy? Well, no, actually, that now that I see it in person, I know I can't do it by myself.
Yeah, you're going to have to need some strong, strapping men Mike and I.
Sure.
Well, today we're going to have you on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to be smelling a fragrance, and one that me and Mike picked out because we thought it would be polarized. We didn't want to bring something easy to the table. So we're going to be smelling. I'll let you do the honors.
A one by Juice Box, and Ryan snuck into the studio late one night and smelled this. Showing off, brought a guest. Told me later, oh yeah, me and so and so was smelling that at the fragrance podcast studio. And I was like, you smell that shit without me? But it's Juice Box, and the fragrance is called Black Powder.
How ironic.
Why is that ironic, Todd?
You know.
I don't know. Please
Black
tell
Powder. Me. It's one of my favorite smells, man. Oh, like smell of freedom.
Like, okay. Well, to talk about that, yeah, you showed up with a pistol on your hip. That was weird.
It's true, yeah.
Second Amendment, man.
What gun was that?
Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 with Trigicon night sights.
What the fuck are you bringing that here? Why would you bring that
here? It everywhere, man.
He knows how wild this podcast gets.
So. Yeah, why do you bring in this? You're sitting on the kitchen table.
Because Mike looks like Batista. That's why. For people that don't know.
He was worried. I did arm day today.
Yeah.
You've seen his shirt.
Dude, swole. It's leg day. That's awesome.
He's got, let me describe this. He's wearing a shirt that says it's leg day and it's a chicken leg.
That's a turkey leg.
Or turkey leg.
Turkey leg, chicken leg.
Yeah. For you audience members, Mike swole.
I love legs. All right. Let me tell you about Black Powder really quick.
Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah. So Los Angeles, 1992, Nirvana's lead singer Kurt Cobain shocks the MTV Music Awards by playing a few unplanned chords. This will mark this generation's rebellion towards the establishment. The jarring chords of Cobain's guitar are the top notes. The Swedish black currant, together with the bitter pimento, represented the poignant riff of Seattle sound. Gentle hints of tonka bean interplay with the intensity of patchouli, whilst the persistent sandalwood note expresses the obsessive rhythm of the instrument. Frankincense celebrates both the revolutionary atmosphere and the rebellious spirit of Nirvana's lyrics. However, I feel like Black Powder is hinting something else as well.
Yeah, and we'll touch on that here in a little bit, because we had a...
It's a beautiful eulogy, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah.
Before we get into this episode, we always got to do this. You've produced this show long enough, Todd. You've heard the song. You even told me you love the intro and how we did it. Let's do our one-night stand review of...
Kisses Rain by Rainier. Why don't you hit the music, Todd?
Yeah. One-night stand review.
Well, Mike, after laying in bed with Mr. Rainier, not really, what do you have to say about Kiss's Rain that we've come to discover that the version that we have is no longer being produced, and it's actually with a new one that's called like an Eau de Parfum? What do you think of this one, though?
That one was great. It got chill on the skin. It was sweet and spicy, lasted quite a long while.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was great. Still a skip, but yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, I share all the same sentiments, and it is a skip. It wore out its welcome with me, I think.
Really?
It's good. It smells good, but yeah, it's a skip.
Hmm.
I think we need to get the new one to see if it's much different or the same.
I agree. But could just be a new name.
Possibly.
It was like Pepsi Crystal. Remember that?
I used to love Pepsi. Right? Crystal
Pepsi was so good.
It was so good.
Dude, it was the best.
It was delicious. It was probably around for a year or two, probably. Yeah. But it was so good.
It was just clear Pepsi.
It still was good. It tasted yeah. different.
It's like New Coke sucked, but Pepsi was good.
Well, let's get into this 1992 classic. I hate to just breeze through the One Night Stand review, but the real reason we're here is to smell this and hang out with Todd. So we can't just like belabor on.
I'm with you.
About the One Night Stand review. It's a skip for you. It's a skip for me. Great fragrance. It's slightly been done in a way before.
Yeah.
You're not missing anything now that it's been discontinued. But if you do have a bottle of it, good on you because it smells pretty good.
Let's do it. And with that being said, now let's get into our scent of the day by Juice Box Black Powder. And Todd, you are an honorary guest. You've been smelling the card like a dumbass because you thought we already sprayed it. We didn't. You go ahead.
You go ahead. Fill in some of that blended whiskey we're sipping.
Oh, yeah.
Well, being a not paid.
Did you even spray it?
Got to hit the card. Got to hit the skin,
spray,
too.
Yeah, you got to spray.
I'm shocked. As many times as you've
back your hand.
Edited this podcast, Todd,
y'all have never let me in here.
All right.
It's like a sharp woodsy.
This smells nothing like the first time me and you ever smelled it in the scent room.
Oh,
It's changing as time goes.
Ooh.
Actually, it's changing. Morphing.
Do you like it?
The initial spray, not so much, but it changes.
It smells like if blackcurrant, patchouli, and jalapenos were all smashed together.
Oh, they smashing.
Now, does this have any of that chemistry where it's like CK, where it changes if it's on the paper to your skin?
Oh, that's probably every fragrance
for sure.
Ever. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know, being down in the basement, I usually don't. Just asking.
Don't worry. We'll make sure you feel and look like a complete idiot.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Don't worry. But I'm working overtime on that.
It's not bad. Not bad.
I smell grungy. It's like a grungy, smoky fragrance. That's
body odor.
Yeah, it's trying to be covered up with something clean.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Seattle scene.
Oh, yeah. That's for Seattle. Sure. I've ever seen it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I spent about 3 days in Seattle one time.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Did you catch fish?
I caught Manny's IPA, which was really good. That was the first... Before that, I wasn't really a connoisseur of, you know, craft beers, but there's a IPA up there named Manny's.
Yeah.
One of the best ones I've ever had, and now I'm...
West Coast is known for all their craft beer, for sure.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Or it's a pale ale, but, you know.
Yeah, Todd, you actually, as much as you talk about that we don't pay, you actually make quite a few trips a year over to the West Coast. And you're always talking about the West Coast time and the West Coast weather, being able to watch West Coast football times.
West Coast chopper.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not true at all. Okay. I do travel a lot.
Mostly to Colorado, apparently.
Yeah, how was your last visit to Colorado, buddy?
It was good. Fruitful. It was good. No, I don't travel to the West Coast anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
They won't let him carry his weapon.
Check. They do have great beer over there.
Ugh, this thing is rough.
It's not bad. I actually like it.
Not bad.
I'm glad it doesn't have that smoky actual gunpowder like scent I thought it was going to have.
It definitely has a smoky vibe to me. not gunpowder, but
let's talk about that for a second. Black powder, I feel like they're hinting at his alleged suicide.
You think that?
Yeah. Why else would you call it black powder?
Well, I don't know anything about drugs. Was it drug related?
That's very intuitive of you. 100%.
Stop trying to make him sound fucking like he's smart.
No, I'm just saying.
Common sense, man.
The guy,
dude, was
allegedly.
Well, I'm going to say what was allegedly told to us at a particular place, because I don't know if they want to be associated with what they said. But we were told one of the times we smelled this was that it was supposed to smell like cocaine and cum or something like that.
That is not what they told us.
Yes, he did.
No, he said cocaine and gunpowder.
Well, what's the one he says something about thing. Cum? He says something about one of them smelling like cum. I thought it was this one.
No, it wasn't this one.
I don't think this smells like cum.
Now I'm so confused by why you are so excited to smell this one again.
I thought that it was supposed to smell like cocaine, like the main thing. That's what he was alluding.
Well, first of all, that doesn't even make sense because
I don't know. Have you your mic's turned there, Todd? I thought you were a professional. Have you smelled cocaine, Todd?
Well, I was going to say Cobain's drug of choice was heroin, not cocaine.
Well, then why did that guy say it smelled like cocaine?
He's probably dumb.
Because remember, he said that when he said one smelled like something and cum, something smelled like wet towels, and one smelled like a jalapeno chip or something.
Yes, that is true. He did say that. But I think the one he was talking about that smelled like seminal fluids, Ryan, was the secretions that we did smell. We did that episode.
Okay, so I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. And however, if you thought this was, why were you so excited to smell this then if you were like, oh,
because I think it cocaine. Smells like,
why are you licking
cocaine and cum? Yeah, exactly.
Let the record show I'm not tasting this. Oh my God. No, remember when he did say that one smelled like seminal fluid?
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he wanted to wear it to the club.
Oh, yes.
Like
I do.
On his face?
I'm sure he wore it all over.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was a specific preference that he had.
Yeah.
And a specific preference of evening hangout locations that he had.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just saying it all played into what he was saying, where he was like, I would wear this out and there would be other patrons of the location
100%.
That would then smell it and be intrigued.
Got you.
Because it smelled like.
Got you.
Seminal fluid.
Yeah.
And by other things.
Good times.
Right. Exactly.
I got you. Yeah. 100%.
Well, yeah. Which like you do.
Yeah.
Well, to get back on this fragrance, I don't like it. Do y'all like this for real? Todd, you're saying you don't like it?
It's a pass for me.
To me, take no offense to anybody, but it just smells like if you smoke cigarettes all day and you're just trying to like don't have time to like clean up or something. So you're just like throwing on some type of fragrance, but it's like doing absolutely nothing for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely on the skin. The skin is like no good.
It smells like a retirement community.
Is that what a retirement community smells like?
Yeah.
Cigarettes?
It smells like on the skin, cigarettes, jalapenos, and some faint fragrance trying to cover those things up, but
hydrogen peroxide.
A terrible job.
Formaldehyde.
This does not smell like formaldehyde.
That's the final retirement community. You don't get much more retired than that.
Y'all are going to think I'm crazy. I actually kind of like the skin, though, right now.
Really?
Really?
I don't know why.
It's probably the seminal fluids peaking your interest
there, that's right?
You know you're fixing to retire.
Good God.
For all those listening, Todd looked over at his gun sitting on the counter when he said that.
Good Lord. I still can't believe you brought a gun into the studio. What the hell, dude?
I don't know how y'all are going to react on not paying me.
He's getting his check today for sure. maybe a hot one, but he's leaving with a check.
You know what? Let's ask Todd this question. Todd, who do you think is seriously, not jokingly, but who do you think seriously would smell this, love it, and they want to wear it? What's the kind of person that would wear this fragrance?
An older gentleman, for sure. I think they would like it. Just because the older you get, the less your smell knowledge gets.
That's actually a good point. So I think they
like that.
I'll try for, hold on. Sorry. I was taking a sip of this whiskey. yeah, I would say I can kind of get behind that, actually. Old person.
Yeah.
An older gentleman, or is this a man's smell, or is this a female, or is this unisex?
I think that's more of a man's smell.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You think they've lost their senses? They're preparing for death. Their sense
of smell.
Well, yeah. They've lost their sense of smell. Yeah. Sorry, Todd, in the technicality.
Yeah.
And they're on their way out, and this is the kind of shit they'd wear.
I'll agree, but I'm going to take it and I'm going to spin it a little bit this way, which is I think it's somebody you've lived long enough to know what type of fish you're trying to catch, and you know specifically what type of bait you want to use. Not everybody's going to bite at this bait, but the ones you want are going to bite at this.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Right there.
Hmm.
There you go, Mike.
I'm curious to know what kind of bait you're trying to get, or what kind of fish you're trying to catch.
Clearly a smoker. somebody who loves cigarettes and cum. Yeah.
So they don't have any children.
Mihai's says, I expected so much more from this. Reading the reviews, I thought it'd be brutal, dark, strong, and a masculine fragrance, but it's not. Slightly sweet, boozy, light fragrance. Yeah, the opening does smell like cocaine, which is pretty interesting, but it's too weak to be good. It's like a paper tiger, which just looks cute at most. Mm-hmm. However, the semen note, I'm just kidding.
That would have been great.
Hit them with the price and trend. We'll give them a skip sample at bite. Then we're going to try something that your boy Todd brought into the studio to really just slap us in the jowls with.
All right. Well, price for this is $175 for a 78 ml. It's almost $200 for that. Trend? This fucking thing is actually trending pretty damn hard.
It's going to be homeless. It's garbage.
That's what we want to hear. You should have said that first. So you fucking hate it.
The card. I like the card. I don't like the skin. You were liking the skin.
I hate it. Like I said, if he's going for a target audience, then maybe.
I think the skin's actually good. I hate the opening of this, just so everybody knows. But I do think the skin's getting somewhere where it's kind of interesting and woodsy, like he was kind of saying in the beginning.
One review,
it's not terrible.
One review said something that I kind of agree with. What
kind of book is that? That's the book that came with the box.
Yeah.
It says music.
Yeah, it says music has a perfume. One of the reviews said they don't like that they're trying to basically profit off of musicians that have died or
who stuff fucking like isn't?
That. Yeah, but still, I kind of get like that.
Get in line, dude.
It's like
music is timeless.
Yeah, thank you.
Imagine if you make a shitty fragrance, but then attach one of the most influential, the biggest names in rock music to it. You're going to sell more bottles. That's,
I mean, if you like dot all your I's and cross all your T's, it's smart business.
I agree.
It is smart business, but is it a good way to mask a meh fragrance?
Well, I mean, that depends on who's doing it. Some people don't care about ethics.
Yeah, that's true. Apparently, Juicebox doesn't.
Why are you pointing at me? I totally care about ethics. I'm the most ethical asshole on this fucking podcast right now.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't.
Did you still owe my grandmother?
Come on. Oh, my God. So, do y'all think this is covering up a shitty fragrance then? Do you think it's shitty?
I think the backstory of it is, yeah.
Really?
Okay. I think it's subpar with the story behind it. May make it a 5, but I mean, I guess for the Kurt Cobain fans, but they're our age, so it still doesn't reach the old people. So, yeah.
Yeah, so my thought is, if you're going to do this, then the backstory can't be like MTV 1992, Kurt Either Cobain or, makes a little jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Instead, be like 1994. Police arrive at a whatever. If we're going to call it black powder, it's going to be like gunpowder. And not lean into the whole damn thing and not be like, we're going to cheekily call it this.
Well, he called it gunpowder in Kurt Cobain because he did blow his head off with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they, like, don't even hint at why they would call it black powder. They just talk about, oh, the top notes are his jangly chords, power chords, and the heart notes is his flannel flapping around. You
know? Well, they're fucking dumbass.
That's what I'm saying.
It's because they don't put... He never played any of that.
Todd, you cuss me out so much in voicemails. I don't know why you're trying to censor yourself right now, buddy. Why?
Because Mike's professional and you're not.
Y'all That's both right. have that fucking...
Yeah. Todd, cut that out.
Yeah, we'll have quite a good notes written up for this for you to edit this episode. Okay, so...
Dudcast.com.
Okay, skip it,
sample it,
or buy it.
Part of me wants to say skip this. However, the skin is actually smelling damn good to me right now.
It's taking a while. It's a slow burn.
Man.
I'm opposite. It's I don't like the skin. People. I like the card.
It's still old people.
Well,
you're still hitting up the old folks home. Okay. You're Dolly Parton it.
Hey, you know what?
Dude,
halftime.
I'm telling you, man, 77.
77 wearing a Dallas Cowboys earlier outfit? Y'all didn't think that was a little much?
Look, she looks better in it than I do right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just going to be real.
I'll be working 9 to 5 on that.
Okay. All right. It's a sample from me, guys. It's a sample. What is it for you?
I'm going to say it's a sample as well because I think people should smell it and either be irritated or look for that ghost semen note that Ryan loves to quote so much.
I don't think it's as bad as we thought it was starting off. I really don't. I think it's
coming It has around. Calmed down a little bit for sure.
All right, Todd. Your shit's on deck. Batter up.
I'm with Mike. It's not good, but I mean, if you're a fan of eventually getting that semen in your face, accepting it, it's all on you. But I'm a pass on
literally
that.
And figuratively.
Yeah.
I'm a pass on that, bro.
All right. Todd's going to pass on it. I think me and Mike think it's a sample. I really do think it's a sample. There's something interesting here.
I think he does because I agreed with him.
Okay. Well, you should agree with both of us because I also said sample.
Okay. Speaking of sampling.
Property of Dave and Buster over here.
Okay. Well, let's check out Todd brought us something to smell. I want to check that out.
All right. So Todd brought in here, and I could already smell when it came in here. It is by Cremo. It is bourbon and oak eau de toilette. And I kind of like the bottle. I'll let you go on that.
Okay. Ooh, I can smell it when I took the cap off.
I have a feeling this is going to be a lot more pleasing than what we just smelled overall. Can I get a tester strip by chance?
This is the last one.
Oh, well.
You can smell my tester strip.
You know what? That's actually not quite bad. That's definitely more pleasing on the opening than the one we just smelled, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. We've had quite a few people actually write in about these fragrances to get us to try them.
Yeah, Cremo has a lot of different fragrances. I thought that one would be the best.
It's in between like a barbershop smell and a boozy smell.
There you go.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
What's the price tag on this?
Oh, remember? It was like $20.
That's not bad.
Off Amazon.
What size is this? Let's see.
Probably 100 mil.
Yeah.
Oh, it is 100 mil?
I'm guessing.
Y'all can keep that bottle, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You know what? I'll do it on my shirt since I don't have a tester strip. Oh,
okay. There you go. I'll do that too.
Let's see if I can still
smell Thanksgiving from yesterday.
Pull it off from those biceps.
What is your infatuation with Mike? Like he's like some stud muffin over here.
It was arm day. I got a nice pump, swole, dude.
Man.
Calm down.
What?
Me hating.
I'm just as swole as him, dude.
Poor Mike, dude. You've been
what?
Bad
Ryan, please. You think it?
Yeah. You got me some listen. Here.
Bro.
I don't need no fucking workout. Yeah, you ain't told him that one, have you? You ain't told him that one, have you?
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Work out. Yeah, you don't talk to him.
What, I pop a button or something one time? That sounds about right. Yeah. Did it happen immediately after I said I didn't need to work out?
Serendipitous.
Oh, God.
That sounds about right.
I will tell a funny story about me and Todd. Growing up, we lived in an area where we had access to a pool and golf courses and what have you, tennis courts. And people would come out here on timeshare. Mm-hmm. And We were both, I think, was I driving a golf cart then, or was that a
car? No,
it was my dad's car.
Car.
Okay.
It wasn't the moped?
Multiple. No. Multiple vehicles.
I didn't own any of them at the time. I was a kid. But we were driving, and we met some young ladies at the pool. And I had braces.
Vehicle.
Yeah, and I had braces then. And we chatted with these young ladies, and I was like, oh, you know, cool. You know, we got in the car, and I was like, that one girl was really vibing me, Todd. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. I was like, she.
Only say like this. Hey, guys. I think she was really into me.
I was like, she had braces. I had braces. Like, clink, clink, clink. You know, I was like feeling myself. And we ran into him again. And they didn't remember my name. They remembered this asshole's name.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, hey. Actually, what said, hey, what's up, Todd? How you doing? They're all feeling on me. And
oh,
stuff
yeah.
Like that. And I said, oh, what was your name again?
Billy.
Billy, Steve, whatever.
And I was like, it's Ryan.
Yeah.
You bitch.
You're like, someday I'm going to have a podcast about fragrances.
And I'm going to out you.
You'll rue the day. I'm going to out you. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me one bit.
It was good times.
But, you know, me and Todd have been smelling fragrances for so many years.
Long time.
We used to live together, Mike. I don't know if you know this.
I do know this, but twice. The listeners don't.
Twice we lived together? Oh, yeah, that's right.
In that one city, then the other city.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be too descriptive here.
Okay? Yeah.
Don't want you to get doxxed, okay?
Don't want people
one
doing
part of America, then another part of America.
Yeah, the second time, boy, I was really rough, and I lived on your couch. That was awesome. It was some of the best times I had, man.
Yeah. It wasn't roughing either one of the times.
It was fun, it was
good
dude.
Times.
Yeah,
good times.
Wasn't locked and down.
Lots of cologne both times.
God, we used to get the
Aramis Life.
Aramis Life, the blue. Fam, that thing smells so goddamn good.
Shout out to Andre Agassi.
Is that his fragrance?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We used to have that one. Perry Ellis 360 Black. We had Issey Miyake was a classic. He doesn't like, from what he smells for, he didn't really care for Issey Miyake.
Yeah, that's good. Issey Miyake, Kenneth Cole Black.
Yeah.
I rocked that one.
What's the Lacoste, the red one?
Lacoste Red.
God. I was just talking that up the other day at lunch.
Shit, he got to smell it at a
Drug Emporium.
You know, that's like a universal thing because like chicks dig it. And then I've met girls that actually like wearing it too. Like it's
really
it's good.
Unisex from Lacoste.
It's good, man. That Lacoste Red's good.
It's surprisingly slept on because we smelled it. And I literally just had lunch with a friend the other day.
Really?
And he was like, oh, I've been wearing whatever my wife buys me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but now I'm kind of getting interested in fragrances. What fragrances should I get? And I was immediately like, well, go to Drug Emporium and I want you to smell Explorer and I want you to smell Lacoste Red.
Did he get back with you and tell you anything?
I haven't talked to him since then.
Oh, you sound like a great friend.
You know,
it's less than a week ago, Ryan. God, give the guy some time.
I was sitting down on the couch with my wife, my mother-in-law. We were watching a football game and there was a commercial for Chanel Blue with Timothy Charlemagne.
Oh, is he the new Bleu de Chanel?
Yeah. And he was doing the commercial and I go, I was like, is that what you look like when you spray that? My wife, mother-in-law, like, what are you talking about? I was like, I have that. I'm like, what? And my wife bought it for me, but she didn't remember because she thought it was too strong for her because it is.
It is pretty
loud. It's very strong.
Did you get the Eau de Toilette Parfum?
Parfum. The strongest
one.
That one is expensive one.
Yeah,
but it's really good. So I've been using it the past couple days.
Yeah.
And
feeling like Willy Wonka.
Yeah. And like my wife was like, ooh, that smells so good.
She
and
said, then, come here, candy man.
And then my mother-in-law smelled it.
I got this Mr. Good bar for
you. Yeah, exactly.
Then my mother-in-law smelled it and she thought it smelled good too.
She's like, it's the fun size.
Yeah, the fun size.
Welcome to hell, Todd. You see why you don't want to be in here? Yeah.
But yeah, that's the most expensive bottle of cologne that I have.
You know what? We got him here. I got to know, what all fragrances do you actually own and wear?
Bleu de Chanel, Sauvage, Issey Miyake, what's that? David Beckham one. Cool Water.
People have been wanting us to smell Cool Water. Is it good?
Yeah, dude, it's old school. I got that from my dad. Cool Water, of course. I got a bottle of Aspen from there.
Takes me back.
Also have that bottle that y'all sent me that smells so good.
We sent you a bunch of things.
I can't think of the name of it. I have that.
By the way, I consider that payment, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Perks of the job.
Yeah.
Of course, I got your payment later, too.
It's either going to be cum or gunpowder.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take the first.
Yeah. Then I have a La Casa Essential. I have that I pulled out of my car, and then I have a Creed Aventus.
Wow, you bought Creed Aventus?
Creed Aventus.
Oh, he did the quotation. So you got a dupe, right? No shame. I'm just
asking. Yeah, totally. I highly recommend the knockoff of Creed Aventus that y'all reviewed that smells exactly like it.
Oh, so you think it does?
It smells exactly like
the Club de Nuit Intense, yes. Man? Wow. Okay.
100%.
Okay, let me ask this. When you've worn it, have you gotten people to say anything to you about it?
Oh, yeah. Every single one.
Really?
They're either like, man, is that Creed Aventus? Or say, what is that? Every single person.
So somebody they know what Creed Aventus smells like, and they've asked you if that's Creed Aventus.
Every single person has either complimented me or said, is that Creed Aventus?
Interesting.
It's wild. When you get in the city, man, people know that smell.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
Really? So people think you're like slinging some mad cash because you got Creed Aventus on?
Yeah, for sure.
But they're more shocked, like, is that Creed Aventus? Because.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I had this one guy ask me, said, hey, man, what is that you smell? Or what is that you're wearing? I said, Creed Aventus. He goes, I thought so.
All right, no, see you later.
Yeah. No, you didn't. But yeah, it smells really good. It smells really good. It's the best knockoff ever.
You know what's crazy? You have a larger collection than I do. I've done 250.
Very hard to believe.
I do 200 something episodes. I'm at my house, I only have, I think, three right now.
He kind of stores some up here just so he can claim.
Oh, my God.
At my house. Did you hear how he clarified there?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, it's always good to have multiple choices of cologne, just so you don't get wore out. Also, the other one I have is the Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Le Male?
Yeah.
I think you said
the black one.
So, that's the black one's either Ultramel or...
Ultramel.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Ultramel.
What's your, like, almost every day? Which one do you hit the most?
When I go to work, it's the Creed Aventus, and apparently, since bitches don't believe me, I wear the blue shade Danelle.
You're referring to both men and women that don't believe you as bitches.
Well, and also I have the Dior Sauvage, but, you know, believe it or not, like, I really don't get that many compliments on it, even though it smells good.
Because everybody on the planet has worn it. They have worn it. They've worn out its welcome. Every girl's boyfriend, ex-husband.
There's another one I have is Gucci Guilty. Smells so good.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what color is the bottle?
It's just it's got the dark gold bottom and the clear top.
I'm thinking, I always get Gucci yours Guilty. Confused when people
say, yeah, that's
the mine's one the love, love edition. Okay.
Yeah. Really? Gucci Guilty smells amazing, man.
I've never
never smelled Gucci Guilty?
I haven't.
I think the regular one comes in a blind bottle, maybe.
No. That's the other Gucci Guilty.
Gotcha. Yeah. So mine is the love edition. It smells a lot like Gucci Guilty, but it has a semen note.
Semen note? Right. Did you just say semen note? Like a wet, smells like wet towels?
Yeah, that's what he's saying is Gucci Guilty Love Edition. Smells
like. I'm trying to keep this little Ryan's.
Hey, Todd, make sure to edit this out too, okay, there, buddy? Make sure to edit all this out.
Sorry, that Firestone and
freaking because I haven't touched this.
Oh, really? I'm almost done with mine.
Damn, dude.
I've been pounding it. Sorry, I thought we were having a good time here, boys.
No, we are. Yeah. Oh, TX Whiskey. That's good. I didn't even notice that y'all had that.
Hey, make sure to drag it all across the wood so it vibrates the mics.
On the real, though, Forbes, thank you so much for the libations, my friend.
Why are you looking at me like that, dude?
Motherfucker, I'm the producer of this episode. I know what's going on.
Okay, you're not the producer. You're the editor of the show. Yeah. And you didn't even know what the skip it, sample it, buy it section was.
How about
I'm really questioning. Are you outsourcing these edits?
How about this? I'll edit you out.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, God. He's looking at the gun again.
I'm convinced now that Todd just, he outsources these edits.
For sure. Yeah. He's on Fiverr. Guaranteed.
Well, I feel like we've run this course of this episode, but I want to say, Todd, thank you so much. Obviously I've known you for, unfortunately, decades, but it's been good knowing you.
You've known him longer than you've known me.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so crazy.
Went to school with this guy. It's crazy.
No, I wanted to thank both y'all for real for finally inviting me in. I appreciate that.
It was kind of a mandatory thing, I think, at this point.
Y'all felt sorry for me because I couldn't pay my rent.
He owns a house. Shut up.
A shared facility. It's called Halfway House.
Oh, God. Which, by the way, he needs to hurry up and get there if he's going to catch a bed this evening. So.
And yeah. Until next time,
spray it up, y'all.
Yeah.
That was good.